Okay. James Purser is going to talk to us about integration of Google Wave and Plone.
Okay, this one's not going to be anywhere near as polished as my last presentation. Basically, when I first had a look at Wave, I decided that the reason I gave for actually requesting a Google Wave invite at the first time, at first was integrating Plone and Wave, because Plone is what I use in my business, and I wanted to figure out how to do it. This is just a, Google Wave needs real one, so we'll ignore that one. So I decided, but I got a slightly distracted at that point, and I came back to this, and I decided to write PloneyBot. I got a number of clients to whom I provide Plone extranets. I want them to be able to use Wave to be able to pull content and work with it, because they're in a distributed fashion. They're distributed all over the country. And so I needed a robot to do it, so I built PloneyBot. PloneyBot is an AppSpot-hosted robot that allows Google Wave users to get page content from a Plone site, pull it into a Wave, edit it, and then put it back. That's the theory. In theory, it works. At the moment, you can pull the content, not a problem. You can add and edit it. What you can't do is put it back. There's an App Engine limitation which makes making RPC calls that are authenticated very problematic, which is something I'm looking at. Okay, so this is how it's meant to work. Basically, you get a user creates a new Wave and adds PloneyBot 3, which is the current iteration of it, to the Wave. A form will appear, and I'll go through the process. Form appears, it asks you for the site and page you want to acquire. You fill out the form, hit the button, and it pulls it out, unless there's Unicode stuff in there. It actually only takes 3 lines to pull the content out. As you can see from there, it's a very simple process. Unless authentication is required, it's a very simple process of pulling the content out of a Plone site via XML RPC. That will return HTMLized content, so you're just going to be able to process that. And the code that adds content to the Wave, again, very simple, just a couple of lines, and it's done. PloneyBot will be open sourced once I've got a few things nutted out, so the full code will be available. Plus, there's another robot I'll be showing you where the code is fully available that you can have a look at. The reason why I chose XML RPC, there's a couple of ways you can actually talk to Plone that isn't HTTP. It runs its own FTP service and WebDAV, as well as XML RPC. XML RPC appeared to be the cleanest and easiest way to actually talk to it. Python's got its own XML RPC lib, so I was able to use that. But it's also not the only content management system that implements it. Drupal's a very popular general content management system. It does XML RPC. Joomla does. WordPress does. There's any number that you can actually go ahead and use XML RPC with. Either that, or you can use JSON, protocol buffers, any other way of, if there's an API, you can grab it. This is the other one I was talking to you about. This is OpenOzBot. This is the first robot I actually wrote that did anything. Open Australia is an organisation that you'll probably hear more about tomorrow in the Open and Government stream. It's basically their whole purpose is to make government more open by getting Hansard members, federal members, and putting them in a publicly available manner. And so, as a familiarization exercise, they offer two APIs, JSON and XML. So I thought, okay, I'll use that to actually test it out. And so, OpenOzBot now allows you to search for members and search Hansard for specific key phrases. Okay, I mean, as I said, sorry, this is a very rushed sort of presentation. I'll get to the fun bits in a minute. If your app is internet-facing and has an external API, you can Wave it. If you've got an API, Wave can talk to it, and so you can integrate a lot easier. App Engine itself does have limitations. I understand why those limitations are there, generally to stop App Engine being used as a ad hoc DOS-type service. For myself, I find writing in Python is easier, but the one problem with the libraries as they stand at the moment is that getting the Wave IDs, so if you want to be able to maintain state so that the robot can come back to the same wave is very hard to do at the moment. This is what's causing a slight problem with my OpenOSBot, because there are certain things I want to do with that, but I can't do it because I can't return the wave ID. Now that that bit's over, I'm actually going to show you how some of it works. I'm also going to demonstrate federation. This is going to be cool, because I'll present to you. Where are we? Okay, so this is a PlonyBot page that I previously created. As you can see, we have it two fields. I haven't, to be honest, I'm hacking on this. I still haven't figured out how to give them labels. I'm still working on that. But this is iosn.net is a Plone site set up for the International Open Source Network, which focuses mainly on the Pacific region, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. And so this was basically you put in the site, you put in the page, and then you click get content. Now, hoping that everything works, in a couple of seconds, a new wave should open up. Yep, there we go. Now this has the full content of that article, that page that I just put in there. So that's cool. I can now work on that. But it's no good if I have nobody else to talk to. So what I'm going to do is add me, because I like talking to myself. It's something I do often. So that's me added. And this is running off because, unfortunately, I wasn't able to access my own Fed1 server. Dan and the rest of the Google people have been gracious enough to allow me to use Acme Wave just for today only. So this is my account on the Acme Wave server. So if I go open Zero, this is me talking on that wave that I just set up. I've just said talking on that wave. So if I scroll down to the bottom of this, there I am, talking in a federated manner. Now, of course, what I can't do using the Fed1 client, because it's console-based, is I can't go in and do the funky inline blips and all the rest of it, or edit the actual blip, because the console client is severely limited. But this is just an example of how you could use federation to do something. So the idea is you get this wave, you talk to each other, you use inline blips or you edit it, and then once you're all finished doing that, you hit the submit text button. Now, unfortunately, because there is the limitation in App Engine, which it's very finicky about the sort of URL structures that it supports. Basic authentication is one of them that it doesn't. Unfortunately, you can't do user:pass@site. It just says, "Not, that's not one I recognize." I'm assuming it's an anti-phishing device to stop people using App Engine to go, just give me a dictionary of names and passwords, and then off you go. So I'm still working around that. So anyway, that is PlonyBot in a nutshell. Now, the other one I want to show you is OpenOSBot. How many Australians do we have here? Okay. How many people know what federal seat they live in? Okay, just let me add it to the. I love the click and drag, that really helps. Okay, so this is older, so I don't have any form set up or anything. It's all text-based commands. What's the seat you live in? Say. Do that. Now, provided that it actually finds anything. There we go. So that actually, what it does is it goes to Open Australia, says, here's the name of the seat, here's the house that I want to search in. So that one was reps, the house of reps I want to search in, here's the name of the seat, and it pulls back the member information. That track representative button is where I'm hitting slight problems with the wave IDs, because what I want to do is be able to create waves for each member. Sorry, I didn't want to disturb the call. So what I want to do is be able to create waves for each member so that people can join and see, and basically it updates with what they're doing when they make new additions to Hansard or anything else, because it should update there. You can track them in a separate wave. The other thing this does, it actually handles, this handles the Senate as well. So if I go search Rep Senate and give it a state, and very slowly, it did work. Okay, what it's meant to do is give you a list of all the senators in your state. So the other thing, here we go. This takes a little while. So that's all the senators in New South Wales, including, you know, people like Helen Coonan. And the last thing that it does is searches Hansard. So you say you want to search Hansard, you want to search the House of Reps, you want to make it a text search. And so we say computers. What that'll do at the moment is it should actually bring back the first instance in which computers are mentioned in Hansard that it can find, and it'll bring it back as a link. So then you can actually click to go there. The plan now is to be able to go, okay, so that's the link. I want to actually draw the text of the Hansard out of that and display that in the wave. Well, that's two bots that I've written using the Python interface. Now, to be honest, I'm not a Python expert. I mean, I grew up learning Perl and PHP. Python is something that I've been touching for... That's really bad. That sounded really bad. Python is something that I've only been learning for the last, say, 12 months. But I was able to pick this up and write a couple of bots with it in no time at all. Documentation is good. As I said, the code for OpenAusBot is at... no, it's not coding. Oh, no. Where is it? I'll put it up on the wave anyway. The full code is there for the OpenAusBot if you want to have a look at how I've munched through everything. The code for PlonyBot will be released a little bit later on. There's a couple of things I need to do with that, but I'll put that up on one of the Google code sites. And... does anybody have any questions? Yeah. The question was, have I seen They Work For You? Open Australia actually uses a modified They Work For You code base. So it's not API compliant. The OpenAusBot isn't API compliant with They Work For You, but it could be made API compliant. I mean, it's pretty simple to change what gets fed to the They Work For You site to get the results back and be able to process the XML or JSON. Anyone else? Cool.
Please join me in thanking James.